Now time for a locker room chat. I'm with Onega head coach Ben Coulterman after their 42-13 loss to Troy. And coach, it's a pretty darn good Troy team.
Yeah, absolutely. They're loaded athletically. You know, they got a system in place that spread offense. You know, they're creative with it too. And I know they threw some different formations at us that we hadn't seen. And you know, a very good team top to bottom.
Yeah, in the first half, a bit of a tough time stopping that Trojans offense, but in the second half, you guys started playing a little bit better, had a couple of scores and got some stops.
Yeah, definitely. You know, they subbed in some guys and everything, but, you know, even in the first half, you know, despite not being able to slow them down like I'd wanted to, our guys still played hard, you know, start to finish. You know, we watched the tape a couple days ago, and, you know, our guys are still playing very hard. We're just missing some pieces, and we're really young in some spots, and it hurts us at times.
And for you guys, what are some things that you're trying to really hammer home to finish off the season strong?
Just that effort, you know. I mean, that's, ever since I've been here, that's what we preach, you know, that hard-nosed approach, that effort, you know, and it's there. It absolutely positively is. You know, our guys, they have a ton of pride. You know, we know when we play hard, that's how we earn respect right now. You know, the scoreboard has not been our friend the last few weeks, but the effort really honestly has been there, so we're okay with that.
Absolutely. And kind of talking about this upcoming game against Jackson Heights, of course, a lot of implications. I mean, you guys still have a chance to lock up a playoff spot. Tell me how much that means to your kids.
Oh, man, a ton. You know what I mean? Especially with the adversity we've seen this year that we've gone through, you know. A ton. You know, there's a lot on the line. We're gonna bring our best effort, you know, and I have no doubt about that. Like I said, that's the one positive thing week in and week out. We feel like we're playing really hard, so that's good.
Let me go ahead and take a quick break. We'll have more from Coach Coulterman in just a bit here on Locker Room Chat. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Onega head football coach Ben Coulterman ahead of their game on the road against Jackson Heights. And coach, this is a Cobra team that's kind of fallen on some hard times as of late, but they're still a pretty solid football team.
Yeah, very solid football team. You know, we feel like maybe a little bit of a similar style to us. You know, they're hard-nosed, they're physical. They run that wishbone, and they really like to run it, you know, between the tackles. And, you know, that's a good football team. Every game that we've seen on tape, it's been competitive. Just because their record probably isn't what they want it to be, that's still a very good football team.
Yeah, and it's being their senior night. But as for your guys as seniors, what has made them such a great class for you?
Just the resilience, you know. You know, we've come a long ways in my tenure. This is year five here. We were not anywhere near what we are now 5 years ago. I mean, it was not good. And these seniors are a huge part of that, just through showing up every day. And you know, Colby Fordham and Jeremiah Dorsey and Zach and Donovan and, you know, and Dietrich McGowan, those are our seniors. Just by showing up every day and putting in the time and putting in the effort, you know, they've all turned into very solid football players.
And talking about their senior night, what do you guys have to do this Friday to play spoilers?
Just show up and be ourselves. You know, just play hard, be in the right spots, you know, defensively, execute offensively, block, you know, get everybody going the same direction, just the simple things, you know.
And you guys certainly have faced a lot of adversity, as you alluded to. But talking about your guys' future ahead of Friday's game, talking about some kids that you're looking forward to seeing to next year that could really step up.
I have a bunch of them. You know, I mean, Landon Colling has had a great season, kind of under the radar a little bit there, a junior that plays, you know, a little bit of an undersized kid, but a great, great wrestler also, and a great tackler, great defensive player, and now he's starting to feed him the ball a little bit. He's looking good there. You know, Jackson Coulterman, Gavin Coulterman, those skill position players, you know, that'll be able to continue doing this year what they're going to do next year, you know, position-wise and everything. That's just a few.
All right, Coach, thank you so much for your time. Look forward to calling your game this Friday. It'll be on KMZA 92.1 FM. Be sure to stay tuned for that. And, Coach, best of luck on Friday, and also thank you so much for your time this season as well.
Appreciate it.
That was Onega head football coach Ben Kolterman here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and Main Star Trust.